and welcome back to 20 Minutes with Chad. Chad Meisenheimer's back in the house again. He loves me too much to leave me dry. I think that's it.
Sup.
So, Chad, I've been watching your baseball team lately since you told me I had to follow them. And since you don't like to bring it up and I want to bring it up, I thought they were going to be amazing. I mean, they're 3-3. That's like 500. That's like getting into like – hold on. Let me finish. This is kind of like you and your film festival ratio. You get into half, you don't get into half.
Pretty much. I think their record's actually better than mine getting into film festival. They started off like 2-0. I was like, yeah, they beat the Dodgers. Like, they spanked them. And then they started losing. And I'm like, ugh. But once again, it's like everyone loves the coach. They love Bochy. I'm not a fan of Bochy. I've never been a fan of him at all. Like, everyone gives him too much credit. And, like, he picks good starting pitchers, but his relief pitchers and closing pitchers, they suck so bad. Like, there's this guy on the team, Hunter Strickland, worst pitcher ever. He's never better at all. He's never good at all. And he's been on that team for, like, 4 years, I think, or something. And he still sucks, and he's still on the team. It's on the team, and it kills me. They have a good defense. The outfielders had like McCutchen, and he's really good. But yeah, the team. I'm embarrassed to say I'm a Giants fan right now, especially me living in LA, where all the Dodger fans just sit there and roam the whole time. But good times for that. Let's see. Make me have like PTSD thinking about the Giants.
I'm sorry. Well, I'll make you feel a little bit better. We can discuss indie filmmaker Roger Corman.
Okay.
And how his wife is getting sued by his sons for selling all the film library.
Yeah, it's like I notice a lot of celebrities, for some reason, when they want to sell off their stuff, their kids go ape shit. It's really weird. Like, because he just sold it to, what was it, Screen Factory or something? Like, he sold his whole library to this independent film company, and they're going to actually remake all his movies, which I'm like, yes, I want to remake some of his movies too. Like, they're like old school, like, B-movies. But, like, his kids are all suing him, and I'm like, saying that, oh, she's abusive to him, and, like, she's conning money from him, and I'm like, typical Hollywood.
Isn't he dead? Passed on?
No, he's like 92.
Oh, he's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive. Like, there's some people that are still alive. Like, yeah, like, this dude. And he's still making movies. He's still making movies, too. He's not retired. Like, I think it's that his generation, there's a lot of them still alive that are still making movies, and they're older than dirt. I think they know baby Jesus, maybe. But I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, ugh. But yeah, they were suing him for that. But yeah, because like they made a big deal about it on Twitter too, where the company was like bought his whole library. He sold his whole library off, like, which means to me, I think he's getting close to death, if that's the thing. Because like if you're getting close to retirement or really close to, you know, kicking the bucket, you just get rid of everything. Because, like, that's probably what I would do if I'm ever that old and successful. I'm like, I'm going to die one day, so here's all my library. Because it's crazy.
Hold on. So you're about to die, let's say, next week, for the sake of my argument.
Sure.
Who are you going to give it to, me or Nicholas?
Huh. I know. Nicholas would be like, me. Probably you, because you're more of an outsider, where it's like you're not like directing movies. You'll find people who know how to make movies, where Nicholas would be more in depth, like, oh, I want to do it. And I'm like, he might not be good at doing those movies, like my voice, because my voice is distinct.
It is. I couldn't do your voice.
So, like, because that's the thing, because like that's why always people always like make fun of me sometimes. It's like, people always try to rip off my stuff, but they can't do it, especially in my comedy.
Oh, like, no way. I could not imitate your comedy.
Everyone tries to imitate it, or like check please, everyone always thinks like, oh, that's ad-libbed or improv. Like, no.
No, you wrote right? that. It's totally wrote, you. I know you. That's you.
Boom. Like this new comedy that I'm going to shoot this month called Sexy Time. Like it's this like, cause it's more, I'm keeping it on the download a lot of times. Like people know about it, but it's not, I'm not really into detail for it. It's once again, they look at it. It's boom, boom, boom. It's my voice. You can tell it's like, oh, it's a Chad Meisler
film. Hold on. Since we're talking about Sexy Time now, I'm allowed to actually talk about this film.
Yeah, yeah, you can talk about it, yeah.
I didn't know if I got. So do we have stars signed?
Yes, it's going to be starring me again. This one's going to be starring me. There's this newer actress named Jessica Erickson, who I originally was going to work with her on a horror film, but the producers felt made the funding fall through, so I wanted to work with her. This was Faceless. This was the Faceless one I signed on to direct the feature, but I walked away during for creative differences and for the reason the money's not there and they wanted to like do a Kickstarter Indiegogo first to raise the money and then budget the movie. And I'm like, no, that's not going to work. And they're like, oh, let's do this for $5,000 or $10,000. And I'm like, look at the script and the special effects and the practical effects I was going to do. And I was like, I don't see me doing this lower than $25,000. Like I can make it a cheap movie, but nothing less than $25,000. So I was just like, but I wanted to work with this actress, and she was actually, I met her a couple of years back when I was a casting director for this indie film that didn't happen either. I was just a casting director for it, and I was doing it as a favor, and she was really good, but they didn't give her a role because they thought she was too young, and I was like, all right, but I'm working with her on this, and she lives in Venice, so that's going to be interesting, like commuting back and forth. And then Nicholas is the DP. Nicholas is being the DP.
It's her choice.
Say what?
You have to bring Nicholas, don't you?
Oh yeah, no, of course, yeah. Like he's mad that like he's upset that we're not doing Little Girl in White even because like we even had half the funding, a little over half the funding, but we couldn't get the last half, so we had to pull the plug on it for the second time.
Sir, so, I do have a question, because sure. Nicholas probably doesn't listen to this, or if he does, just give me the address, and I'm going to send Nicholas my special order of Italian meatballs on the set.
IKEA meatballs, it has to
yes,
be.
Yes, we're going to have to order, find somebody to deliver it to him. So back to your thing, are you shooting in L.A. for
yes, this? We're shooting in L.A., we're shooting it in
hold on, Atlanta. Didn't you tell me last episode we don't shoot anything in L.A.?
Well, I mean, it's outside of L.A. County. There's a thing where this is outside of LA County. So that's the thing where we're kind of like, we shoot, like we're shooting indoors, so they won't know. So that's the thing where it's like, so they, people, cause people always call the cops and stuff and the cops will try to take your camera equipment and tapes and all that fun stuff.
But hold on, has this happened to you?
What? Oh yeah, it's been happening to my friends. Like I usually try to avoid it because that's why I plan everything really carefully. So I can fucking run.
Explain the story. Give me a story. Like, you gotta open up.
It's not, I can't really, I don't want to give away stories because legal stuff, but it's just like,
okay.
They will come and they'll like stop you from filming and they will take your equipment away. Like they literally will take your equipment, put it in their trunks and say, hey, you can pick it up at the police station later. And then they'll give you a ticket. Like that's LA for you.
Okay. How much is the ticket?
Oh, it's like $500 to $1,000.
Really?
Yeah, they really screw you over.
You can come and film on my street anytime you want.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people in the suburbs, like where I used to live back in the Bay Area, like in Northern California, they don't care. Like if you're not causing a disturbance, they're like, okay, whatever. Have fun doing your little movie making, kids. But in LA, they know they can make a money, like a dime off of it. So if they're not getting a dime, they'll just try to make your life miserable. So it's ridiculous. Like, that was like one of the big reasons where I was just like, we even have like, for Little Girl in White, we even had a location. We had all the locations. We were shooting on private property, but the people who owned the house still wanted us to get a film permit. So like our budget was like growing more and more and more. Cause like my first producers, it was over $6,000. And then I got rid of those producers, I got an investor and everything, and then the new producers, they budgeted it at $4,000. And I was like, that's what I originally wanted to shoot it at, was $4,000. I was like, okay, I could do that. That's doable. Because I could raise $2,000 in Kickstarter or Indiegogo and whatever. But then the location started seeing to do like things like, oh, we want a film permit. That's $600. When you get a film permit, you have to get workers' comp. That's $900. After that, it's like, oh, you need this insurance. That's $1,200. So it kind of like started adding up, and I was like, this is not even worth it. I was like, and I also had some named actors in it. I'm not gonna say that, but they won't promote the movie because they're named actors. They won't promote the movie to get funds. They'll promote the movie when it's done. So that's the thing too. So I was like the one man crew trying to like raise funds, going to meetings and all this stuff, and it wasn't happening. So I was just like, and I actually have an idea which I really don't want to announce, but
Kevin, don't announce it yet.
Yeah, I'm not gonna really announce it. But the comedy we are shooting. The 21st, and then I'm going to take a hiatus from May to July because I want to have like at least 2 months to recharge my batteries because I've been working nonstop since June 2016 on. Like, I was doing my movies. I was in projects where I was supposed to act, and a lot of times, like, even those ones fell through budget-wise. Like, people don't get movies – start up and it fall through so fast. Like, people don't get it. It's like so many things, like from creative differences to budgeting to losing locations. Like, I was cast as a recurring role for this indie web series, and I'm gonna use this story because screw them, I don't care. It was a week before shooting, and I was 3 of the 7 episodes. Luckily my scripts weren't changed, but they had an investor. And he wanted to have his actor girlfriend in it. So the three writers went back and they rewrote the script and stuff so they could incorporate the girlfriend. Well, a week before shooting, the investor's like, yeah, I'm just not feeling it. I'm pulling out. So he pulled out all his money, all the resources, all that stuff, because he wasn't feeling it anymore. So basically, these three guys who wrote a brilliant, brilliant web series, like it was really funny. Like, for me as a comedian, I was like, this is good because I don't just act randomly in other people's stuff, especially because I get paid. Like, I only do paid projects, and I haven't gone out like really lately about doing acting gigs because I'm kind of burnt out on that, and like, I just don't want to do it. So I was really disappointed with that because I was like already getting character, got everything. It was like a really good script, and that fell through, and they were kind of all crushed. Like, hey, hate to say this, the show's done, we don't have no money, blah, 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 blah. And that's what happened. So it kind of sucks because it was like a really good group. But yeah, it's just like things like that happen. So that's why I'm taking the 2 months off. I still have Night Night on the film festival circuit, which just got its North America premiere in May. From Crimson Horror Screen, Crimson Screen Horror Film Festival, which is one of the biggest horror film festivals in the U.S., and it's going to have its North America premiere. I don't know if it's going to be nominated for anything, but it's one of the 44 short films that got selected, and it's a really hard film festival to get in, and I was really stoked about that. And also, my comedy Check Please is actually doing really good on film festival circuit. It just won 2 awards at the Independent Shorts Awards for Best Performance by a Duo and Best Microfilm. So I was really stoked about that. And then we got into the Austin Comedy Short Film Festival, and we're supposed to find out if we're getting awards for that. They said we're nominated for something, but I don't know yet because they haven't listed the nominations yet. So I'm like, okay, cool. And then I'm still waiting to hear back from the Philly Sketch Fest Film Festival and Trauma Dance Detroit. And I'm like, those were going to be the last ones. But because we're picking up so many awards and play on the comedy, I might send to 4 more film festivals.
Okay. I'm going to cut you off there because I have more questions and you only have 7 minutes.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Because you'd like to talk. Now, how long is Sexy Todd?
A lot. Explains why I don't have a girlfriend. It's talk a lot about myself.
How long is Sexy Time going to be?
Sexy Time is going to be about between 4 to 6 minutes. So it's another microfilm in a way.
That's what I wanted to know. I'm like, how long is this film?
It's going to be about 4 to 6 minutes. Originally, it was written as a sketch comedy. So the sketch was like only 2 minutes to actual script. And then I was just sitting there. It's sort of what happened with Check Please. Check Please was written as a sketch comedy. So it was only going to be like two and a half minutes. And then I liked the character. I was like, okay, I wanted to do something, because I originally did this because of Little Girl in White, because I wanted to do something that would not make me lose my mind. And I was writing it and changed some things. And then when I got the actress I wanted, I added her quirks and stuff into it because I know who she is. So I kind of extended that. And so it'd be like typical Chad Meisheimer script, but have her quirks in it. And a lot of people actually like it. They actually think it's really, really funny. Like, I showed my mom, and my mom's like, I love it, but you should have someone else play you instead of you.
Wow. Thanks, Mom.
I was like, wow, Mom, I wrote it for myself. And she's like, yeah, but with you, I see like a skinny, nerdy, like, curly hair dude. And I'm like, no.
Nicholas.
Like, no, not even that. Like, she's like some nerdy glass, like, Jewy guy.
Oh.
That's like the thing. Like, she wanted like someone like Martin Starr or something from like Silicon Valley. Like, she saw someone like that, like or a Thomas Middleditch.
I was thinking Andy Kindler.
So what?
Andy Kindler?
Yeah, I know he is, a comedian. But yeah. She didn't think that. She wants someone like
young.
Martin Starr, young, like that kind of thing. Or like a, but I'm like, no, I wrote it for myself. She's like, oh, I think you'd be kind of too over the top. But I'm like, Mom, I'm an actor. I know what I'm doing. I wrote it for myself, because I even told Nicholas, like, Nicholas, do you think I'd be too over the top? But he's like, no, this is you. This is like totally you.
So people have seen this script, obviously. Nicholas has seen it. The actress has seen it.
I've seen it, because there's a scene where I'm in my boxers the whole time trying
to... Oh, can't wait.
Yes. I'm in my boxers the whole time. Basically, the premise of it is me trying to set up a time to hook up with my baby mama. Like, that's what the story is.
You know the rules. I don't want to know.
Okay.
You can't tell me. I'm sorry for our listeners. You're not allowed to tell me.
Okay.
You know that.
Okay, we'll tell you, but it's going to be really funny.
Sure it is. So, it's Saturday night. Chad's watching Amazon, and he watches a movie called Cargo.
Oh, Jesus.
So, how did Chad find the movie Cargo? Not cargo in the sense of moving cargo. Cargo, as two separate words spelled the same in one word.
Because there's a director who I follow, who follow me, and we mutually do not like each other. Like, we can't stand each other. And
so you follow each other just to torment?
Yeah, we follow each other. Like, we follow each other, and then if we see some post we don't like, we talk shit to each other. Like, it's weird.
Hold on. Can you mention the person's name?
You know what? Screw it. Yeah, Brezik. His last name is Brezik.
Okay.
Because, like, he shit on one of my friends, like, really bad. And I stood up for my friend, and he just shitted on me, like me. And it was just like, oh, when you make a real film? I'm like, wait. Like, I'm like, dude, you're so arrogant and spoiled that your daddy handed you, basically, your career. Because dad's an award-winning, like, Emmy writer for, like, The Smurfs. Like, Pinky and the Brain. Like,
Smurfs.
Yeah. I was like... Like the TV shows, and he's just like rides on his daddy's name, but he makes these horrible movies. There's like one I really like of his. There's one called Pernicus. I think it's called Pernicus. That was really good. But he's so cocky, and like he has something on Twitter the other day. He's like, oh, let's do a poll. Should I make a horror movie again, or another kids movie, or a creepy thriller? And I responded with a tweet. How about make a good movie first? So it was just like, I don't know. He's just like really like he grates on my nerves, and everyone says he's maturing a little bit, but he's like one of these filmmakers that just really gets under my skin, and I probably get under his skin too. But it's just like, yeah, it's ridiculous. But back to my stuff. Hopefully, everyone can check out my films on the film festival circuit because it's quality work.
I don't even know where to go from that.
I know, all right? It's like, I don't want to learn how to segue. I'm like, it's just like, okay. I can't stand it. Like, that movie was so bad.
Okay.
It's like a ripoff of Pixar.
Okay. I will find it. We'll get back to it. I have looked.
Okay.
But Amazon in Canada is different than Amazon in the US, so I will find it.
Okay.
It may take me a little bit of time. Okay, we have about a minute left. Mm-hmm. Has Chad gone to In-N-Out Burger?
Oh, yes. I love In-N-Out Burger.
Now, does Chad order, is Chad a douche and order off the secret menu, or does he order off the regular menu?
I did a 4x4 with cheese, animal style. They have this thing, they have root beer floats that are on their secret menu.
So you're a douche.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a douche, yeah. But they probably see me like, here's another fat guy coming in here. And I know the menu really well. That's why I said the 4x4. So good.
Now, have you ever gone into Five Guys and ordered double burger, like one burger and a second burger, and pretend they're for somebody else, but they're really for you?
Oh, no, I don't pretend. I eat it right there. Like, good. There's this place here called Rogers Burgers, and that's really, really good. I gotta try when you come to LA.
Okay. Goodbye, Chad.
Bye.